学英语修订本，听力第三册第一盒，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版。
Focus listening.
Focus listening.
Read by Walter Friedenberg. Tiancha Avila. Joy Sparks. Jeremy Steele. Parker Lake. And David Braithwaite.
Lesson 1.Family 1 Part A Micro Listening
Phonetics Sound Recognition You will hear 20 sentences. Each sentence contains one of the two words given to you. Listen carefully and underline the letter beside the word you hear in the sentence.
1. The boy bit the man on the arm.
2. The girl has thrown away the pill.
3. Mary spoke to the man over there.
4. John is said to be leaving.
5. Put your cup over there.
6.That's a very small hut, I should say.
7. It's unfortunate that the girl is lost.
8. You can catch the bus if you hurry.
9. You need to change the lock, Sally.
10. Sorry, I can't find the tape.
11.What a beautiful night.
12. Do you know how well Dick can ride?
13. I don't think it's cold.
14. There go the men. You can see their backs.
15. Thank you very much for the flowers you brought me.
16. Pass me the bill, Bob.
17. You sewed that jacket?
18. John saved the child at the cost of his own life.
19. Did you wash the sheet yourself?
20. Don't be discouraged. Let's try it again.
Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue. My husband's wonderful.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Hello, Sally. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Jane. Haven't seen you for a long time. You've got married, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I got married 4 years ago.
Oh, my congratulations. How's your husband?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Really? Is he?
Yes. He's big, strong, and handsome.
Well, my husband isn't very big, nor very strong, but he's very intelligent.
Intelligent? What do you mean, Sally?
He can speak 6 languages.
Can he? What languages can he speak?
He can speak French, Spanish, Italian, German, Arabic, and Japanese.
Oh, my husband's very athletic.
Athletic?
Yes. He can swim, ski, play football, cricket, and rugby.
Can he cook?
Pardon?
Can your husband cook? My husband can't play sports.But he's an excellent cook.
Is he?
Yes. And he can sew, iron. He's a very good husband.
Really? Is he English?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the following tables with the information you've got from the dialogue.
Hello, Sally. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Jane. Haven't seen you for a long time. You've got married, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I got married 4 years ago.
Oh, my congratulations. How's your husband?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Really? Is he?
Yes, he's big, strong, and handsome.
Well, my husband isn't very big, nor very strong, but he's very intelligent.
Intelligent? What do you mean, Sally?
He can speak 6 languages.
Can he? What languages can he speak?
He can speak French, Spanish, Italian, German, Arabic, and Japanese.
Oh, my husband's very athletic.
Athletic?
Yes. He can swim, ski, play football, cricket, and rugby.
Can he cook?
Pardon?
Can your husband cook? My husband can't play sports, but he's an excellent cook.
Is he?
Yes, and he can sew, iron. He's a very good husband.
Really? Is he English?
Passage. Tit for tat.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and put a tick beside the statement which can be inferred from the story.
Mr. Jones had a quarrel with Mrs. Jones the other day, so they were very angry with each other. For several days, they did not speak to each other at all. One evening, Mr. Jones was very tired when he came back from work, so he went to bed immediately after dinner. Of course, he did not say anything to Mrs. Jones before he went upstairs. Mrs. Jones washed the dinner things and then did some sewing. When she went up to bed much later than her husband, she found a piece of paper on the small table near her bed. On it were the words, "Mother, wake me up at 7 a.m. Father." When Mr. Jones woke up the next morning, it was nearly 8 a.m. and on the small table near his bed, he saw another piece of paper. He took it and read these words, "Father, wake up. It is 7 a.m. Mother."
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the following sentences according to the story you have just heard.
Mr. Jones had a quarrel with Mrs. Jones the other day, so they were very angry with each other. For several days, they did not speak to each other at all. One evening, Mr. Jones was very tired when he came back from work, so he went to bed immediately after dinner. Of course, he did not say anything to Mrs. Jones before he went upstairs. Mrs. Jones washed the dinner things and then did some sewing. When she went up to bed much later than her husband, she found a piece of paper on the small table near her bed. On it were the words, "Mother, wake me up at 7 a.m. Father." When Mr. Jones woke up the next morning, it was nearly 8 a.m., and on the small table near his bed, he saw another piece of paper. He took it and read these words, Father, wake up. It is 7 a.m. Mother.
This is the end of lesson 1.